fees and approved credit. See Young for details.
You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Emily Scarlett producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, East Lansing Mayor Vic Loomis. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good, Cheryl. How are you doing?
It didn't rain today.
Well, we've got some sunshine. It's a nice day.
It's a great day. Oh my, we've waited a long time for this. Was able to speak to you earlier this week about the budget, and we ran out of time getting into detail on the budget and time constraints, and wanted to talk to you about some great news in East Lansing. There's always some great news in East Lansing, but a couple of new projects are getting ready for development in downtown East Lansing, and I sure wanted to let folks know about those. Why don't you tell me about what we know?
Sure, I'm happy to. Really proud of some projects that looks like we're going to get under construction late summer of this year. I had the opportunity yesterday to say a few words and participate in the ribbon cutting of a brand new business in East Lansing, Conlon Travel. And I mentioned then that our two new development projects in downtown East Lansing does look like they're going to be breaking ground, and it's just really great news. It's a fun time to be involved in the city. We have new businesses moving in, these two new construction projects, and you know, people will still suggest that the economy's soft, but we see this as very positive developments. Two projects right in the heart of our downtown. The first one that I'd like to talk about in the corner of Grove and Albert Street will be an 8-story building. The first story is proposed to be retail, and the top 7 stories, or the next 7 stories, will be apartments, an attempt to change the mix of housing opportunities that we have in downtown East Lansing. As I think many people know, our City Center One project did bring in for-sale condominiums. The proposed City Center Two project we'll be focused on for-sale condominiums, but the first project here on the corner of Grove and Albert will have 7 floors of apartments. So that's really exciting news. The second project will be immediately to the east of the Grove Street project, and that's going to be a 4-story building. Again, the first floor dedicated to retail, and the top 3 floors, or the top 2.5 floors, I would say, apartments, because part of the second floor would be some rooftop dining for a proposed restaurant that would be going in on the first floor.
Well, those are both very exciting. The mixed use and, always looking for great housing in East Lansing. It always gets snapped up right away. I'd be pretty excited about these projects as well.
Well, the pieces are starting to come together. You know, our Technology Innovation Center has gotten off to a great start. That's helping to get new businesses started. That's bringing office workers into our downtown. These two new projects will help us continue to get a mix of retail and hopefully another restaurant, and then some diversity in our housing option. The pieces are really falling in place, and as I said the other day, just having one development project underway would be great news, but the fact that it looks like we will bring two of them online at about the same time, it's just exciting news, and I think is a very strong endorsement of the confidence that people have and wanting to make an investment and locate their businesses in downtown East Lansing.
Oh, I would certainly echo that. Financing on some of them, some brownfield funds were put forth for the St. Anne Loft project. Is that right?
Well, the Mega Board, which is a part of the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, MEDC, this past week, I think it was Tuesday morning, did approve the tax capture of the state of Michigan taxes for the St. Anne project. So that's a big plus to the project, and that, of course, helps in the underwriting of the financing of that project. But Brownfield does come into play. on both projects, and those brownfield dollars will be used to redo the infrastructure. You know, urban redevelopment is a challenging proposition because when you start tearing old buildings out and putting new buildings in, and one of the things we've learned is we're going to have to put new infrastructure in. We're going to have new water lines, new sewer lines, and that puts an added cost to that type of development. That's where the our Brownfield Redevelopment Authority comes into play and helps bring these projects online.
Well, and as I will echo what you said, it shows confidence in the city and how the city operates and so forth to be investing the money, about close to $10 million on the Grove Street project and about $8 million on the St. Anne Loft. So it speaks well for the city and an exciting weekend coming up for East Lansing with the, I believe it's 48th annual East Lansing Arts Festival. Always an exciting and busy time.
Kicks off tomorrow at 10 o'clock. The weather is supposed to be ideal for a festival. This is, we like to say, the granddaddy of festivals in mid-Michigan, and it really kicks off the mid-Michigan festival season. Really invite everybody to come out, enjoy the art, enjoy the food, enjoy the music. It's a great time, a great venue of entertainment this weekend, and of course, great art and great artists to visit with and to make some selections. So come out, enjoy the festival, and buy a lot of art.
Yeah, that's it. Well, and it's always such a huge event. Was talking with one of the directors the other day on the show, and she talked about it being nationally renowned and artists coming in from all over the country. And she said, they often tell me, who would have thought that the Arts Festival in Michigan would become our favorite venue? So, I mean, it's huge. She goes, we had to get some bigger tents, and that's always a good sign.
Yeah, it really has a nationwide prominence. I struck up a friendship with an artist out of Oklahoma a number of years ago and have stayed on his mailing list. And, you know, who would have thought you'd have had an artist, a watercolor artist from Oklahoma, coming to East Lansing, Michigan to be part of an art festival? But there are many that come from out of state, and it's just a tremendous festival. And it's another piece of the dynamics that are taking place in our downtown. New businesses, new development projects, our festivals continue, and they continue to grow and get better. It's an exciting time, and again, we invite everyone to come down and enjoy our festival.
Well, thank you so much. Well said. Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the Arts Festival. Maybe I'll see you there.
Hope so, Cheryl.
Thank you so much. East Lansing Mayor Vic Loomis. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.
Fox News Radio, I'm Don Matheson. A tense White House meeting between